to the women whose voices have come before, and I sense you want to extend the tradition with your own voice as well.
We are the next generation of women, and we have a duty to the women before us and the women after us to use our voices.
What did you notice about the difference between the jazz scene in Switzerland and other parts of Europe compared to New York and Washington, D.C., and other parts of America?
It's just very different. I think that the context of learning and playing jazz, which is Black American music, is very different in Europe. But there's also a lot of interesting things happening and coming from the different cultures there, and how they mix with jazz and how they approach improvisational music. It's just definitely a different context for learning and playing.
We've got time to squeeze in one more track from your new record, And She Spoke, and we both were talking about Burning the Letters, which is your musical interpretation of a poem by.
Sylvia Plath, yeah, Burning the Letters. I love Sylvia Plath, and I just couldn't figure out how to stick her poem as lyrics, so I just wrote this song that I felt was an instrumental representation of the poem.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Thank you.
I think it's really cool. I think it's a really cool record. All right, here comes Alex Hamburger and her quartet doing Alex's interpretation of the Sylvia Plath poem, Burning the Letters, right here on WRCT. What you just heard was Alex Hamburger and her quartet doing Burning the Letters, a tune she wrote in response to Sylvia Plath's poem of the same name, Burning the Letters. And Alex will be in Pittsburgh on Thursday, November 11th at Songspace at First Unitarian, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, November 11th at First Unitarian Church of Pittsburgh, 605 Morwood Avenue, Pittsburgh. Thanks again to Alex for spending so much time with us. And thank you for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hi, this is Greg Keeler from Blue Rodeo, and you're listening to Viva La Mar, 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
No one wants to be a victim of a vehicle theft, but an alarming number of drivers are leaving themselves vulnerable. Keys and fobs are being left in unattended vehicles, making it easier for thieves to hop in and take off. This is especially true in winter months when owners leave their vehicles running to keep them warm. Don't make it easy for thieves. Lock your vehicle, set the alarm, and take all keys or fobs with you. Never leave a car unlocked and running. If you know something about a vehicle theft, call us at 1-800-TELL-NICB, a public service message from the National Insurance Crime Bureau.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is my little radio show called Viva La Mac. And you've been listening or hearing me. I'm hoping you've been listening. But if you've been listening over the past few weeks, you've been hearing me play a lot of stuff off of the new 4019s album. It came out earlier this year. Well, guess what? The 4019s, I've been telling you, are coming to town. And it's right around the corner. And what better way to talk about the shows, where they're happening, what's happening, is why not ask the 4019s themselves? Right now on the phone with me is Nick Z from the 4019s. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Paul. How you doing, buddy? Great to be on your show.
Hey, man. Great. I'm glad you could take the time, and let's pump up these shows you've got. You're kind of doing a mini, I'm calling it a mini Western PA tour, because you've got like three dates in our backyard, I believe. Am I right with that coming up?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, we're coming in on the 12th of November. And so the 12th will be at Woolly Bullies in New Brighton. We're doing two shows back to back on the 13th as well at Woolly's. On the 12th, it's a 7 p.m. show. And then on the 13th, it's a 4 p.m. show. We're going to do early, kind of like we do at the wineries. So, and then, of course, on the 14th, we'll be at the Steelers tailgate bash at Stage AE. Exciting.
Yeah, so and the Steelers tailgate bash, that's just free to go into, is it not?
Yeah, it's either, as I'm sure a lot of your listeners know, with Stage AE, it's either going to be outdoors or indoors, weather dependent, obviously. We're hoping that we come in and it's one of those beautiful Pittsburgh autumn days that I remember as a kid. So, but either way, we're ready to rock.
Now let's talk about that. So Nick, you've got some roots back here in the great Steel City area, and then you left the little scene here, and you went out to LA and kind of got yourself wrapped up in the scene out there. Isn't that right?
Right. In the early '80s, I was working at a place called the Dark Room downtown by Point Park. A lot of your listeners may remember. Or worked there at one point. And that was like ground zero for, at least for me and a lot of the Pittsburgh punk scene, guys from the Five, the Cardboards, Car Sickness. Oh man, everybody worked there. And that was like the place, you know? So I got to get introduced to that scene. My sister worked there, and that's how I knew about it. Cause she used to take photographs and stuff from with all those bands. And then I moved to LA a couple years later. And got involved with that scene. But I always look back at that Pittsburgh scene because that was where my roots were and what formulated my outlook on everything, you know.
So you've got a new album out, or I should say you had an album released in 2021. So to me, that's new. It's current. It's on Big Stir. And this was actually your first full length for Big Stir. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we've known Big Stir for a couple years, and they started as this little – just this small label doing shows at the local venue here in Burbank. And then they started putting out records and we were able to put one out with them. And it's been doing quite well.
Well, let's talk about some of the songs that are actually on this record. So I should give some background. So the 4019s are an LA-based band with, obviously, you've got Nick, who's got Pittsburgh roots. You've got members who have, like, Michigan Midwestern roots with the band. And, like, you start off the entire album with this great track called It's For Fun. It's got this, obviously, and I think it's meant to be, it's got this Detroit swagger to it. So what was the genesis behind this song?
Yeah, you know, John Pozar, our singer, he and I go back probably like 30-some-odd years in the Leonards, and we used to come, we played a lot of shows in Pittsburgh back in those days, and it's his motto, you know, it's for fun, that's all we're living for. We're not a political band. We aspire to get people together to just have a good time. And just to, you know, without sounding corny or whatever, just to relish the time you have together with everybody, as in every show we've ever done, you ask anyone that's seen the Leonards or the 4019s or whatever, and they always say, "Yeah, you guys are having fun up there." So that's the impetus for that song.
Well, and let's you said you know, basically it's about having, you know, good times, and the whole idea behind your name, the 4019s, isn't it like the legalese for like time off for good behavior?
Yeah, exactly. John and Chuck, our other guitar player, Chuck, they're both attorneys, and while in court, they'd always hear this term 4019 credit, and so 49, the judge would say, you know, time off for good behavior, you got 4019 credits. So they thought, hey, that's a great name for a band because it's all about having fun, you know, good behavior. And every time the judge says 4019 credits, they're saying your name in the courtroom. So that's kind of their way of having a laugh in court.
Now with this, with your upcoming shows here in Pittsburgh, you've told me that Lenny from the Popular Creeps will be joining you on stage. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct. Every time we go either to Detroit for, you know, John and Lenny, obviously that's their home turf, or in Pittsburgh, if Lenny's available, he comes with us. And so he's coming down to join us on guitar. And he's going to bring that extra little bit of Detroit swagger, MC5. Jazz that he's known for, and we're excited, and we hope everyone else will be as well.
Well, that's great. Let's actually check out that track from the New Roaring 20s. It's the 4019s. It's For Fun. That's what we're living for here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Can't settle down, gotta go. Time catches up if you go too slow. Can't watch the clock on the wall. Gotta let it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, that's the 4019s with It's For Fun from the new Roaring Twenties. I actually have Nick Z from the 4019s on the phone. My name is Paul. I'm the Mockster. You are listening to the Viva La Mock radio program. We're talking about the fact that they're coming to town, playing some shows very, very soon here in town. And we talked about you're out at Wooly Bully's on, is it the 12th and the 13th?
Yeah, correct. Back-to-back rock shows.
You know, and then you're playing the tailgate party for the Steeler game down at Stage AE on the 14th. So that's just fantastic. On this album, and I know it was one of your singles you put out with Big Stir originally, you did a song with Tony Valentino of the Standells.
Yeah, we got to be friends with him. One day he came to a show to the Big Stir event, and he saw us, and he really liked John singing. He says, man, John reminds me of David Lee Roth. And John didn't see that, but he says, man, if Tony Valentino says I sound like David Lee Roth, man, that's the best compliment ever. And he wanted us to do a song. And so Late Night Radio was one of his. And he also he co-writ with Dan Markell. And so we chose that one. It did quite well out there, so we were happy.
Late night radio needs some.
That's the 49th Teens with Late Night Radio off of the new Roaring Twenties. I'm on the phone. I'm actually on the phone with Nick Z of the 49th Teens. I hope you're enjoying this, but they're coming to town. They're going to be out at Wooly Bullies on the 12th and 13th of November, and then they're down at Stage AE playing the tailgate party for the Steelers on the 14th.
Oh, I forgot to mention, too, on Friday afternoon, I know a lot of people will be out and about or whatever, but we're at Inner Groove Records, and you said you were there. You checked it out.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna come in around 2, and we're just going to have a little quick discussion about our time in the L.A. Music scene. And just talking about all the people we met and the bands and how everything, like the 60s Sunset Strip and the Laurel Canyon scenes and stuff. So I just figured while we're in town, if anyone wants to hear us telling our stories, well, we met a lot, like everybody. We met some interesting people, and we'd like to just spread some of that fun to anyone that wants to come down and listen.
Now, for those who are not in the know, Intergroove Records is actually, it's relatively new, but it's in Monaca. So you said that's 2 o'clock on Friday, the 12th?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, we'll be down there. It's on the main drag on Pennsylvania Avenue. You'll find them on Facebook, and I believe.
Or as I say, you'll find them on the interwebs.
You always say that.
Use the Google machine, and you'll find them on the interwebs. But it's free. Stop in. Ask some questions, and I think that'll be a fun time. I didn't even know that was happening, so I'm going to have to change my Friday afternoon schedule, I think, to head out to that myself. So the pandemic has probably put a little bit of a crimp in your live show output in the last 20 months or so, I would only assume.
Yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you been playing out more and more recently? I mean, I know... You know, you guys were trying to make it into town over the summer, and just due to some other situations, you weren't able to make that happen. So we're really excited you're finally making it back here in the fall. But, you know, have you been able to play out much, or is this still kind of getting your toe wet a little bit on live shows again?
Yeah, we were supposed to play with Big Bad Voodoo Daddy in October, but that got canceled it was at a school. So the school didn't want to, you know, you understand there, everybody has their things. So, but that got canceled. That was fine. We understood all that stuff. So we've been practicing and just having fun getting reacquainted with everybody. So, and we've all been, you know, staying in touch with each other and Zoom calls as well. So yeah, we're ready to go. We're excited. And Lenny coming in and our other friend, John Dessler, he's a local Monaca guy. He's going to be on keyboards with us. So it's going to be a nice, big, big event with a lot of friends. And in a way, it's like a nice, it's always a little reunion for us in ways, you know, because we see people we haven't seen in a long time. And it's all there under the auspice of having a good time, you know.
And if you are just joining me, I just want to let you know I'm speaking with Nick Z of the 4019s. They are going to be in town November 12th, 13th, and 14th, playing the 12th and 13th. They're going to be at Wooly Bullies, and those are like late afternoon shows. Like I think you said, a 4 and a 5 or around that time. And on the 14th, they're going to be down at the tailgate party for at Stage AE for the Steelers. And then Nick just informed me on the 12th, 2 o'clock at Inner Groove Records, you're going to do a little Q&A session. If anyone wants to come out and just hang and talk about rock and roll and some of those things. So that's all happening. Now, you guys over the years, whether it's with the 4019s or the Leonards or some of the other bands you've played with, you guys have shared the stage with a lot of really big names. My question to you is there a dream band that you'd be like, I would love to have shared the stage with, either someone past, present?
Well, yeah, if you were to ask John that question, he would tell you the Romantics. He's just a Detroit born and bred guy. He's like, man, I want to play with the Romantics, you know. And geez, let's see, for me, you know, I always, one day, because just of being a Pittsburgh guy, I'd love to do something with Joe Grushecki or the Granadis, or, you know, locally, something like that. Because those guys were kind of the showed me what I was capable of doing if I stuck with things and just kept trucking, you know, and don't let nothing stop you. And of course, in a bigger scale, on a national scale, man, who wouldn't want to play open for The Who, man? That would be cool.
See, now, I thought you were going to say The Stones.
Oh, I was Stones, too. I'd take The Stones. Yeah. I learned to play drums to Charlie Watts' Get Your Ya-Ya's Out. That was my record I listened to nonstop, man.
Speaking of sharing the stage, now there's one act that I think a lot of artists would have just given their left arm with to share the stage with, and that's the King of Rock and Roll himself, Elvis Presley. And you know, there's a couple songs on this new album that I feel like you're channeling the spirit of Elvis Presley.
Oh yeah, yeah. We wrote a couple tunes, and we with Elvis in mind, because all through the years of us, Elvis has always been a guidepost for us, you know, a marker. And we'd always do stuff in rehearsals, just having fun with Elvis, because, man, he's the king of rock and roll.
Come on, baby! Tonight.
When we did those tracks, we just came up with that song on the fly. John knew exactly where to take it, so you know, we were having fun. And one of the tunes, he even does a little marching thing like Elvis learned. He always used to say, "I learned that one in the army."
Got it, she always gives you more.
Two more tracks from the 4019s and their latest release, New Roaring Twenties. That was Go Little GTO, and before that, We're Going to Las Vegas. A couple songs where I feel that they've channeled the spirit of Elvis Presley for sure. Hey, if I haven't told you this, you can reach out to the 4019s or find them on the social medias or the interwebs or all that. Their website is actually the4019s.com. Their record label, Big Stir Records, can be found at bigstirrecords.com. And me, the Moxer, you can always just email me because you can't find me on the social medias. You can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Oh, speaking of the social medias, yeah, those the label, the 4019s, they're on the Instas and the Facebooks and the Twitter, so you can find them there as well. But I actually need to wrap up, but I do have one more song to play off of your latest release, New Roaring Twenties, conveniently titled Time Marches On, because indeed it does, not just with life, but with this interview and this radio show as well. So, Nick, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to chat with me, and I want to remind all of the listeners out there that the 4019s will be playing two shows in New Brighton at Woolly Bullies. The first show is on November 12th, and the second show is on the 13th. Both of these shows are in the late afternoon, so great timing to go out and just kick off your Friday or your Saturday night. And don't forget, on the 12th, actually, you can actually catch the band at Inner Groove Records in Monaca doing a Q&A session about all things rock and roll, and that is totally free. And speaking of free, you can also catch them on Sunday at the Steeler tailgate party at Stage AE before the game. So speaking of Time Marches On, again, Nick, I appreciate your time today and look forward to seeing you soon.
Okay, Paul, thanks a lot. And everybody at Viva La Mock, appreciate you guys sticking with us. And we enjoy listening to you every Friday night, brother.
I went down to the liquor store. I saw a face and I couldn't be sure. Is that you? Oh, friend, is that you? We rode our bikes on the streetlights. Kissed the girls and I know.
Hey, this is Nick Z from the 4019s. You're listening to my man, the Mockster, on WRCT, Carnegie Mellon.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
But now she's gone, and I don't worry, it seems to be the same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you, the good times we had before you went away. Oh, me, walk right back to me this minute, bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to know that since you walked out on me, nothing seems to be the same old.
Before it's earned, our money's always spent. like flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring. Time for you.
Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
Stop my heart from loving you. If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college stations.
I got a pizza for Sue Bagels. Is that right?
That's right, all right.
And you ordered a white pepper, rosemary, coriander, thyme pizza. Is that right?
That's right, all right.
$88.3, please.
Ka-ching!
WRCT Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon, I'm DJ Firefly. It's time for Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. WRCT proudly presents Anatomy of the Ear from Thursday, November 11th to Sunday, November 14th. All weekend, tune in for hour-long specials of the genres you love mixed with ones you never knew you were missing. From footwork and cheerful Americana to dark wave and Bakersfield sound, our DJs are coming together to showcase the unique variety that WRCT has to offer. Find out more information at WRCT.org. Starting off today with Princess Century and the tune Fantasy Channel from Surrender. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.